Welcome to Wanna Be Clutter-Free, the podcast for ambitious moms who are ready to ditch the mess and stress for good. Let's simplify, organize, and create a life you actually love waking up to. Are you ready? Let's do this.
You're listening to the Wanna Be Minimalist Show with Deanna Yates, episode number 52. One of the areas made better in my life with minimalism was cooking meals at home. Today, we look at how I made a simple shift that makes it easier than ever to get healthy meals on the table with fewer ingredients so you can save on your grocery bills too. Hey there, my wannabe minimalist friend. Welcome back to the show. As always, I'm your host, Deanna Yates, creator of littlegreenbow.com and the Wannabe Minimalist Podcast. At the time of this recording, I'm getting ready to launch my newest course, Vibrant Home Academy. It's going to be amazing, but I realized there was one aspect of the course that I had not talked about much on this podcast. And I think it's because it's not a topic that is generally thought of as minimalist. And that's meal planning. So why do we not think about this aspect when we talk about decluttering, organizing, and living more like a minimalist? Well, I think it's because we all have to eat every day, and most of us wouldn't consider cutting back on the number of meals we eat. It's 3 square meals a day, and that's it. So why would we put a minimalistic spin on it? But before I dive in, I want to remind you that you can find all the show notes for today and the links for all the things we're about to discuss at littlegreenbow.com/52. Again, that's littlegreenbow.com/52. Okay, so now back to meal planning like a minimalist. For me, planning our weekly meals brings intention back into the picture. It also frees up a ton of my mental capacity because I no longer have to remember or even think about what we were having for dinner on any given night. I plan our meals out, write them down, and then look at my list in the morning as I'm in the kitchen making breakfast so that I can make a mental note of how much time dinner will take to prepare that evening. Now, to make it even easier, I try to keep all of our cooking times to under 45 minutes so it fits nicely into our routine and daily rhythm. It's not always the case, and that's why I like to make a mental note in the morning just so that I'm prepared when the afternoon comes around. But life wasn't always this way. I used to seriously struggle with getting dinner on the table every night. It would be so frustrating and just that constant wonder and nag of, oh, what are we going to have for dinner tonight? And it took up a lot of my mental capacity and mental space and it just wore on me and grated me down every day. But it wasn't just making dinner that I struggled with. I actually hated meal planning. It seemed so difficult to get all the stuff that I needed. I always forgot something. I hated grocery shopping. It took forever to create my list and then actually shop for the ingredients. And our grocery bill, I mean, it was going up. Why couldn't I figure out how to keep our costs down? That's when I created this idea of a capsule meal plan. I was already familiar with the concept of capsule wardrobes, and I love mixing and matching the items in my closet, so I thought, why not try this with food? We were also living in Germany at the time, and because we didn't have a car, I had to carry our groceries home a few blocks and up 3 flights of stairs. Yes, 3 flights of stairs, no elevator, and it got to be a lot. But growing up in the US, I wasn't used to shopping every day. And honestly, the experience in Germany was super stressful because I didn't speak the language. And I think I've touched on it before, but in Germany, you have to bag your own groceries. And then that little space, it's like this teeny tiny little space on the counter that's right next to the conveyor belt for you to put your stuff in your bags. And it really doesn't help that the checkers always seem to be competing for the best possible time. And it feels like they swipe your items across that scanner at the speed of light. I mean, honestly, I'm sweating just remembering it and it's causing heart palpitations. So after brainstorming how to still eat 3 times a day, but not needing to shop as often or carry as much stuff, I created capsule meal planning. It changed the way I cooked and made a huge positive impact on my weeks. Not only was I able to shop less often and purchase fewer ingredients to haul up those 3 flights of stairs, it saved us money. And even though we have since moved back to the States, I have continued to plan our meals with this system, and I absolutely love it. And I honestly just can't believe that I haven't talked about it on the show yet. So what is a capsule meal plan? I want to take you through what a capsule meal plan is and how it kind of came to be and how I plan my meals every week with it. So I want to look at it first from the perspective of a capsule wardrobe, because that's really how I approached it. So if you want help planning a capsule wardrobe, though, check out episode 15. I did do a whole series on that. I also talked with the founder of Cladwell about building a capsule and how she did that on episode, I believe it was 42. I'll leave a link in the show notes to both of those, so make sure you check them out. But for me, I use modules with my wardrobe. And so what that means is each module has 6 pieces in it, and those 6 pieces can be turned into 12 outfits. And then if you have 2 modules, so 12 pieces, you can turn those into 72 outfits. I just applied this same concept of mixing and matching to food. So like with a module, you start a capsule meal plan around your one bold piece. Now, with clothing, that's a bold article of clothing, usually a pattern you like or something like that. But this first step in a capsule meal plan is choosing your protein for the week. Now that could be poultry, fish, beef, pork, or vegetarian plant-based options. It really doesn't matter. It's whatever you and your family enjoy eating. But the protein is usually the most expensive item. So by choosing just one or maybe two, you can keep the ingredient list down and buying in bulk. Okay, so that's step one. Step two is to get your essentials. Now, in a capsule wardrobe, essentials are your base pieces, like your tops and your bottoms. In a capsule meal plan, it's your grains and dairy. You choose whole grains when possible to keep it healthy. The third step is to pick a color palette. Okay, here's where it gets a little bit out of order. It's not a perfect comparison, but you can see where I was going with it, right? So with a capsule wardrobe, you generally pick your color palette first, or at least base it around that bold piece we talked about at the very beginning. But color is the third step in a capsule meal plan. And your color, of course, comes from fruits and vegetables. Since I use capsule meal plans for our dinner menus, these are mostly vegetables for us. But I do like to buy a few bulk fruits for the week, usually things like grapes or a melon or something that I can get a bunch of, and then we eat a little bit every night. In this step, I brainstorm our favorite veggies and I write them down along with anything else that we might have in the refrigerator or in the pantry that needs to be eaten up. And it's ready to eat and I need to get it eaten up quickly. Have you noticed what's missing yet? I'll give you a second. Yeah, it's the recipes. That is where the beauty and the magic of capsule meal planning really comes into view. Traditionally, when you plan your meals for the week, you might search family favorites, look through a cookbook or peruse Pinterest to see if anything strikes your fancy, see if anything sounds good and something that you want to make. Well, the problem here is that it's a surefire way to blow up your ingredient list. You might find a few recipes that look amazing, but upon further inspection, you find they each need, 30 ingredients, and they're not even the same ingredients for the both of the recipes. So you're looking at 50 plus items. This way of cooking causes those full grocery carts and skyrocketing grocery bills. With a capsule meal plan, though, you turn the process upside down and you wait to choose your recipes that you want to cook until you know the food you will have on hand. But there's one more thing I want you to do before you pick the recipes. I recommend that you choose a flavor profile for the week. It could be anything. I mean, it could be American, Southern, Mexican, Italian, Asian, comfort food. You get the idea. I found that when I focus on one flavor profile a week, it helps do 3 things. One, it cuts down on ingredients. Recipes from the same flavor family generally use the same basic ingredients, like spices and sauces. So even if I need to get a rarer ingredient, I can usually use it more than once within that week. Two, we don't get bored with dinner as often as a family. I make a lot of chicken dishes, and we even have burgers at least every other week. But when our meals get different spices and new flavors, they're just more exciting. And then 3, it makes it easier to plan, and my family gets more interested in what I'm cooking. I get a lot more feedback and ideas on what to make when they can pick a flavor profile instead of an actual dish. I mean, how many times have you asked your family, "Hey, what would you guys like for dinner this week? I'm planning groceries," and you just get met with blank stares. This way I can be like, "Hey, what sounds better, Mexican or Italian?" So it just makes it easier when you can narrow it down for them and they can give you feedback and say what they actually want to eat. So once you have all of this put together, so we're talking your protein base, the essential grains you prefer, your color palette, which are your fruits and veg, and your flavor profile, you're ready to look for recipes to fit the bill. Now, my favorite way to do this is using a website called supercook.com. Now, I'm not sponsored by them, so this is my own opinion and experience. The website is simple to use. All you do is enter the ingredients you have, or in our case, you're going to go ahead and enter all those ingredients that you want to use or purchase over the next week. And it gives you recipes that you can make based on those ideas and things that you've entered. I know, genius, right? I search through this list of recipes, I make my plan, I'll go ahead and add those ingredients to my shopping list, and I'll round out any additional things I need. Now, this is usually like sauces or spices, things that are particular to these recipes that I may not have on hand. We're almost done, and your meal plan is almost totally complete. The last part is to talk about how to properly stock your pantry. Now, I should probably do a full episode on this, but let's keep it quick and get this together. I'm a firm believer in a well-stocked pantry. It doesn't have to be a ton of things, but there are definitely staples that everyone should have on file. Because if you added up all of the ingredients in a capsule meal plan, you'd probably get more than 25. But I don't include the items that we should all have in this decently stocked pantry. Because again, they're the staples that you use every single week. But don't worry, this part is easy, and if you've ever cooked a meal in your kitchen, you probably already have several of these items on hand. I mean, if you want a more detailed list of what to include in your pantry, I'll link to a blog post I wrote on the topic. It's really cool. It breaks items down to the bare minimum items you should have, basic items that that most home chefs will want, and then advanced items that will really take your cooking up to the next level. So if you're just starting out, you can really start with just those bare minimum items and have a well-stocked pantry. Most of these are going to be things like grains, which include rice and pasta, dairy and protein like eggs, unsalted butter, make sure you always get unsalted because you can always add your own salt, cheese, milk, broth or bouillon, and canned beans. Vegetables like onions, garlic. I keep a jar of minced garlic in my fridge actually, and it is a total time saver and I absolutely love it. I use it all the time, so highly recommend. Go ahead and get some canned tomatoes and tomato sauce. You'll also want to have oils and condiments on hand like olive oil, vegetable oil, mayonnaise, vinegar, mustard and ketchup usually fall in here as well. Spices like salt and pepper, cumin, chili powder, onion powder, garlic powder, and honey. And then I also love to keep a bag or two of frozen vegetables on hand, as well as peanut butter and baking things like all-purpose flour, granulated sugar, brown sugar, cornstarch, baking soda, baking powder, vanilla extract, powdered sugar, and cocoa powder. Okay, as I said that list, it sounded like a lot, but really, these can all be added over time.
We live in San Diego, and we do not have air conditioning. So come summer, grilling outside isn't just preferred, it is absolutely required. I will not add one more degree of heat to this house if I can help it. And grilling nights work best when quality protein is already in the freezer, ready to go. The nights it's not, well, that's when dinner becomes a chaotic scramble. So I just ordered from Omaha Steaks, and I went straight for the Burger Perfection flight because my husband and daughter, well, they have declared themselves official beef burger connoisseurs, and we're doing a family taste test. 20 pure ground beef burgers made from 5 different cuts of steak, filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. Each burger is ground from a single cut, not blended. It's steakhouse quality without the steakhouse price. Omaha Steaks has spent over 100 years perfecting this. Every cut of meat arrives vacuum sealed, flash frozen, and ready to go the moment you need it. No scrambling, no guessing. Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
And they're shelf stable. So the good part is they last a long time. So once you buy one thing, you can keep it for a very long time and you don't need to use up a lot of these ingredients. So they really do last. So I have actually used this capsule meal planning approach to plan out 2 weeks of meals at a time. And it is a game changer for our family. Like I said, I hate grocery shopping. I really don't enjoy doing it. And with COVID, I haven't even gone into a store. I've gotten all my groceries at curbside pickup. And so I'm the lady that has the giant order every 2 weeks and I go and pick it up. But Doing it this way, I actually have a lot less ingredients than somebody who doesn't capsule meal plan. So it's been wonderful. And it just saves me so much time. I mean, I can do 2 weeks of planning, grocery ordering, and going to pick it up in an hour and a half. An hour and a half every 2 weeks. And it's so wonderful to always know that I have meals on hand. I know what I'm cooking every night. I don't have to take up my mind with that. And I can spend my time playing with my daughter after school. We can craft. I can work out. It gives me so much more time back. I can work on this podcast. I can work on my show. I can work on my blog and all of that stuff. And so it's definitely one of the things I highly recommend you try implementing in your life. So again, go to littlegreenbow.com/52, and there will be show notes for you on how to do this today. And again, those steps, let's recap it again. We start with the base. That's going to be our protein. So pick one or two proteins for the week. Then you're going to go to your grains and your dairy. So these are going to be if you want rice-based meals or noodle-based meals, or maybe you want to include tortillas or buns and you want to do a lot of tacos or fajitas, things like that. Your flavor profile will probably help determine some of that as well. Then you also need to pick your dairy. So you need to pick what kinds of cheeses you want or have on hand, if you have milk that you need to use up, and that kind of stuff. Third are going to be your colors. So fruits and veg. What are your family's favorite vegetables to eat? I am lucky. My daughter will eat pretty much any vegetable. She loves Brussels sprouts. I know, I'm super lucky. But I do think introducing her to lots of different foods and lots of different flavor profiles has really helped with that. So try them, try out new veggies, maybe add one every couple weeks, a new one, and see if you can get your family to eat it and if they enjoy it, and just put it in there, sneak it on in. But yeah, pick the favorite veggies that you know your family will enjoy eating and that they will eat, put those on the list. Then pick your flavor profile, just to give you a little bit of structure so that you kind of know what it is that you're searching for. It cuts down on that time and keeps your meals interesting. Then go to the website, supercook.com. You can probably find other ones out there, but this is the one I found that I like, and it works super simply. Type in all the ingredients you have. You actually don't even have to type them in. You check them off and you check little boxes on all the little things you have, and it will give you a bunch of recipes. Look through them, pick 7 that you like. And one other pro tip, if you are struggling with picking out the recipes, try to do like a theme night. You've seen this all over the web. So Taco Tuesday, Casserole Thursday, Pizza Friday, slow cooker Wednesday, whatever. I know I went out of order. Sorry about that. But just pick 7 different things. You know, pick a burger on Sunday, pick salads on Monday, or meatless Monday. Actually, I highly recommend meatless Monday. But if you can find ways to do that, that also helps create some structure to your meal plan, because sometimes it's just hard to pick 7. And if you know, I only need one burger recipe, I need one pizza recipe, I need one slow cooker, one casserole, one meatless meal, it does make it a little bit easier. So you can decide if that's something you need to do. Otherwise, have at it, go crazy, be wild and carefree, and just pick them based on the flavor profile. And then you will have your recipes. From there, make your list, add any of those little funky ingredients you don't have that really fit with that flavor profile. You know, maybe it's a cotija cheese, you know, or a, you know, Mexican cheese, or maybe it's an Asian spice or something that you need for those flavor profiles. And that keeps that nice and easy. These are also things like herbs. So like if you need basil for your Italian week or cilantro for Mexican week, something like that. That is the 5th ingredient. Make sure your pantry is stocked. If your pantry is not stocked, make a list of all the things. If you're on a budget with your grocery bill, make a list of all the things you need. Make sure you have the bare essentials, and then add one shopping trip. Every shopping trip, add 1 or 2 items that will help keep your pantry stocked. And that in no time, you'll be up and running with all the things you ever need. And it really will cut down on your grocery bills over time. And then just make sure that you're restocking those basics on a regular basis. So make sure you don't run out of olive oil or butter or anything like that as you're going through your weekly meals. You'll Once you do it a few times, you'll see how much you need, and then you can understand how much you'll need to buy for each meal, and it makes it much easier. I promise, it's been life-changing. I absolutely love cooking with capsule meal plans, and that's why I'm so excited to include this as one of the key lessons in my upcoming course, Vibrant Home Academy. I will teach you the system and I will show you the planning process in action. Plus, if you sign up for the course early, I'll include my capsule meal planning system for free. It walks you through this whole system. It gives you a sample shopping list, sample meal planning process, and it includes 5 ready-made, already done for you capsule meal plans. And I'm pretty excited about it. I have a friend who's collaborating with me on it for a gluten-free, dairy-free week, which is awesome because that is not my forte, but I think it will be pretty amazing to see a full week of gluten-free, dairy-free meals come together, like with whole ingredients, guys, for with under, I think we might be getting to like 27 ingredients, but it's totally worth it. And so that's going to come out. So it'll have like simple chicken dinners, Asian inspired, Mexican inspired, Italian inspired, and this gluten-free, dairy-free week. So awesome. And it will be totally free if you sign up for Vibrant Home Academy early. But you can get on the wait list right now because I'm not opening the doors for just over another week. And I don't want you to miss out. So if you're listening to this when it goes live or a week after, make sure you get on that wait list. So you can get there at littlegreenbow.com/Vibrant Home Academy. Again, that's littlegreenbow.com/Vibrant Home Academy. And like I said, doors will be opening in about a week, so make sure you don't miss out. But if you're wondering what it is, Vibrant Home Academy is a game-changing home and life management course designed to help you take control of 4 key areas in your home. It's decluttering, organizing, cleaning, and systems. We're going to be taking small but really impactful actions that build ineffectiveness over the course of 4 short weeks. It will change the way you live in your home, and it will just bring back that energy and vibrancy and confidence that I want to help all of you live into your fullest and best lives. I really cannot wait to see what an impact it can have in your life, and I'm super excited for it. Can I say that enough? All right. Anyway, so now that we've got that out of the way, I have a question for you about this. Do you meal plan? Have you ever meal planned? Or have you tried it before and struggled to make it work? I would love to know. Capsule meal planning may be just the thing that you've been looking for. Come on over and share in the Wannabe Minimalist community on Facebook. The group is totally free, and we're having a lot of fun getting to know other like-minded people. Please come on over, introduce yourself, share your thoughts, let us know if there's something that we can help with. I am so excited to hear from you and help encourage you on your journey toward less stuff, more happiness, and an awesome life that you and your family deserve. Like I said, that group is totally free, and you can find us by clicking on the link in the show notes or by searching for Wannabe Minimalist on Facebook. And don't forget, if you'd like to get all the show notes for today, you can find it at littlegreenbow.com/52. Once again, get the show notes and the links for everything we talked about on my website at littlegreenbow.com/52. And that's where you can also find my latest resources and sign up to be notified when the doors open for Vibrant Home Academy. That just about wraps it up for today's episode. But before I go, I just want to take a minute and thank you for listening to this podcast. I appreciate that you choose to spend some of your time with me, and I hope the information I provide is helpful. I also want to take a second, because I'm sure you've noticed there was a big gap in shows from December till now, and I just want to thank you all for your patience during this kind of trying time with COVID and everything. We've had a lot going on in my household, and it's just been difficult for me to find dedicated time to record. So thank you for sticking by me, and I look forward to getting more information out to you in the very near future. If you have anything you would like for me to cover and discuss, please feel free to reach out. I would love to hear from you. Let me know how else I can serve you and the topics that you would find most helpful. Feel free to tag me on your Instagram stories. I'm little.green.bow on that platform, or you can email me at deanna@littlegreenbow.com. And last thing, if you enjoyed today's episode and have not done so already, please be sure to subscribe to be notified of new episodes wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. And also leave a review so more people can find us and discover the benefits of a minimalist lifestyle for themselves. All right, cheers. Have a great day.